Today marks the beginning of the fourth cycle in the reading of the whole Tanakh, a chapter a day, according to the schedule made by the 929 project, named after the amount of chapters in the standard editions of Tanakh, 929. It takes about 3.5 years, reading 5 chapters a week, Sunday through Thursday. Friday and Shabbos they don't have. And since we've been doing this since the beginning of this project, so we finished now Tanakh the third time. And the previous time I did short shiurim, I called them 5 minutes shiurim in Yiddish on each chapter, just to give some way into reading it. And I'm hoping to do the same thing in this cycle in English. And also we will finish some of the Yiddish that we didn't do that time. So before I'm giving a small introductory class, what I will do here is two things. One is give some reasons for reading the Tanakh, and specifically for reading it in this way. And the second is to discuss a little bit of how I want to do these classes. So the Tanakh is divided in these three big parts, according to the Jewish traditional rabbinical division of Torah, Nevi'im, and Ksuvim. We'll discuss when we get to the beginning of other parts if this division is the correct division or what it means. But in any case, what it means for our learning is that the Torah, which is the Chamisha Chumshe Torah, are parts that we all read. There's a yearly cycle called the Parshas HaShavua, where we read it throughout the year. And the other ones, the rest of the part, we have some of the Nevi'im and the Haftorahs, but the Ksuvim are, some of the Megillahs are read, but that's basically what it is for the public reading in the liturgical tradition that we follow. So, and people read the Tanakh, or read the Chumash, we'll say people read the Chumash mostly every year, people that are following the Parsha Shavua are reading it. But the important thing to notice is that reading it according to the Parsha creates a certain kind of reading. It creates a certain kind of understanding. I will do in the next class a small overview of the different ways that the Tanakh is divided, the chapters and the Parshias and things like that. But the important thing to realize is that the division that we have, the division of Parshias HaShavua, is at its essence a liturgical division. It's a division where someone went and said, we want to read the Torah in Shul. We could say we want to learn it in Shul, but we want to read it in Shul throughout the year. And they divided it up into a way that it could be more or less for a week in the amount of weeks that there's in the year, which we could finish it in 1 year. And that's the kind of learning that it creates. Like this is the Parsha so-and-so, so we're learning this subject, this part of the Torah, which is in that Parsha. It's very different from when someone just reads the whole thing from the beginning to end. It creates a different understanding. And in some sense, there's a value to having the liturgical cycle, but there's also a value, and maybe even more basic value, of reading the Tanakh, and which now would also include the rest of Tanakh, not only the Chumash, just reading it through from the beginning to end gives you a certain familiarity with it and a certain kind of relationship with it, which is not the same relation as the Parshas HaShavua relation. And Parshas HaShavua, in some sense, is subservient to the liturgical function, or subservient to people use it. You know, you're looking for a varta on the parsha to say something, and it turns into a lot less than just reading the book. Traditionally, and I think traditionally in what's called Beis HaSefer, right, the book house, which is the Hebrew term for elementary school, where you learn the basics of what you need to become part of a culture. That's what a elementary school is. And traditionally, what that did, and if you read in Gemara and Chazal, you see that that's what they did. What they did was read through the whole Tanakh, from Bereshis and in the order. They didn't go in the Parshas of the Week. They read through the whole Tanakh until this day. Many schools do it that way. Some schools do in the Parshas of the Week, which is not the correct way, or not the traditional way either. And that also shows us why it's important, since me at least did not have before this cycle, did not have this kind of learning, or did not have this kind of familiarity with the whole Tanakh. I want to express why it's important, and it's important because of that. So every culture has its, we could say its language, right? Someone could say what you learn in elementary school is the language. We say reading, writing. We learn how to read the language, learn how to write the language, learn how to communicate in the language. And if you don't have, then you're illiterate. Someone who didn't go to basic school is illiterate, is illiterate is not only a functional problem. You're not going to be able to read instructions. Now we're talking about the cultural level. You're not able to function in this society who speaks this language. Now, a language is a lot more than words or a dictionary. If you want to learn a language, reading a dictionary is usually a bad way of learning a language. It's definitely a bad way of being inducted into a culture. If you want to be inducted into a culture, what you need is to learn something greater or something like broader than just the words. There are also sentences, or there are also paragraphs, there are also stories that form the basis of this culture. Now, it's important to realize this doesn't mean I'm trying to differentiate myself from some other reason that people will give for reading the Tanakh. Someone would say, look, the Tanakh, we believe it to be the word of God. I'm not sure that that's a Jewish term, but anyway, something like that. We believe in it as the basis of our religion. This is what we believe, and therefore you should take seriously the foundational text and study it and follow it and so on. I don't think that this is the best way of formulating the reason for reading Tanakh, especially since, as everyone knows, we are not Karaites. We don't follow the Tanakh. We follow the Mishnah, we follow the Gemara, we follow the Chazal, which are, of course, are interpreting Tanakh, but not in a direct way, not in a Pshita Shel Mikra way, as is well known. So the reason I give for learning Tanakh is something more basic. So it's both different from the what we could call the fundamentalist reason. There's a Zionist interpretation of that, which is also in a kind of fundamentalist way. But is the basis as becoming familiar with the basis of a culture. If you read any Jewish book, until very recently, there most of the good ones are like this. But you could find recently some people writing in the Jewish context where they've read or never read Tanakh and they don't know how it looks, how it works to use a pasuk as an illustration or to use it in a certain way. But if you look in any from the first Jewish book until the last one, what you will see is entirely the language, right? The images that it uses, the phrases, they're all from the Tanakh. Of course, in English, for example, now in English, there's even things many idioms in our language which come from different translations of the Bible. But in the Jewish context, you could see that this is the language that everyone speaks. And if you don't know it, and you have to know it, and now this brings us to understanding how to read it. You have to know it as a language. It has to be, we say it's about something, someone who knows it like Ashrei. But really, you have to know from Bereshis until the end of the Rayim in that way. When you're trying to express yourself in some way, what should come to mind is a phrase or a verse or a kind of language or a kind of image or an idiom from a pasuk. That's how the Yidden have lived forever. And if you want to be a literate Jew, you have to do that. And that means participating in the culture. So that's about that. Now, what I want to do in these recordings, which is different than what the main thing which you should be doing to participate in this project, the main thing really is just to read the text itself. If you read it with Mefarshim, that's one thing, but mainly, firstly, just read it, because I'm talking about the literal language, like the alphabet. You need to know the letters of the Tanakh before knowing what it means and how to apply it and all kind of things like that, and we're missing a lot of that. So just reading it is the main thing. And therefore, what I will try to do is to create something that helps us a little bit in that. There's many things that stand between us and just reading the text. And I'm not, there's a lot of different ways to talk about this. But the main thing is that it's hard for us, for most of us, to get into the flow of the text. Every text has a certain flow, a certain structure, how it works. And it's supposed to make sense. Of course, everything can be interpreted in many ways, but there's always a basic way in which it works, and we're not used to that. So I've done this a lot of work in my Chumash for organizing the structure of the text and showing how it flows. And what I will be doing in these classes, Mitzvah Hashem, is to try to, I would call it something like an retelling what it says. I'm not going to be reading word for word. You have all the books, you could read it yourself. But I will try to say what it says, but in a way in which clarifies both the organization and the flow of the text, so we can understand what it says, or at least my basic understanding of what it says, and have that as the basic of your reading and basic of to make more progress based on that. So that's my plan